لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. In this program, we talk about subjects and topics which are mentioned in these Surahs of Holy Quran. Respected viewers, today we have selected Surah Ikhlas, very famous Surah of the Holy Quran. Be with us from start to end, you'll be learning immense amount of knowledge. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions, because it is a saying of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dahmat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You shall make this intention that you'll be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And remember, the more intentions you make, the higher the reward you will attain, inshallah. If you talk about Surah Ikhlas, where was it revealed? So according to one call and saying, it was revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah, and according to another saying, it was revealed in Madina Munawwara. The Surah has one ruku and four verses. Mufassirun have mentioned approximately 20 names of this very Surah. Let me mention a few of them. In this Surah, pure Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalis Tawheed is mentioned. That's why the Surah is known as Surah Ikhlas. It is mentioned in the Surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all kinds of defects. That's why this is Surah, which is also known as Surah Tanziyah. The one who keeps relation with this Surah, he gets separated from other than Allah. That's why this Surah is also known as Surah Tajreed. The one who recites the Surah, he gets protected from Jahannam, from the fire of hell. That's why the Surah is also known as Surah Nijat. Respected viewers, disbelievers of Makkah, they raised many questions about the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he eat? What does he drink? What is his nasab? And is he made of gold or silver or iron or wood? Who would be his inheritor, etc.? When these questions were raised, then the surah was revealed. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about his dhat and sifat, about his attributes also, and cleared and answered the doubts which were raised in those questions of disbelievers of Makkah. In the surah, very important subject which has been discussed and mentioned, that is the most important aqidah, belief of Islam, Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is mentioned in this beautiful surah of Surah Ikhlas. The surah also rejects the beliefs of non-believers. Let's now listen to few rewards and benefits of this beautiful surah of Quran, Surah Ikhlas. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, gather together, because I'm about to recite one third of the Holy Quran before you. Consequently, those people amongst the blessed Sahaba companions radiallahu anhum who were to congregate gathered together. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam came, recited قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ, and then returned. We, i.e. the Sahaba, began to say to each other, perhaps a revelation has come from the skies, because of which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has left. When he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam came back, he said, I said that I would recite one third of the Holy Quran before you. Listen well, this surah is equivalent to one third of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. So one third of the Quran, its reward is recorded for that person who recites Surah Ikhlas. Another beautiful hadith of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, and says that there was a person who heard someone reciting Qul huwallahu ahad repeatedly. So he went to the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in the morning and mentioned this. In fact, that person was thinking less of that. The Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, I swear by the one in whose control my soul is, the surah is equivalent to 1/3 of the Holy Quran. So various ahadiths they mention about the excellence, virtues, rewards and benefits of reciting Surah Ikhlas. Respected viewers, life is too short, and it is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us on very little actions, but He rewards us huge amount of rewards. This is karam and fadl of being in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In previous nations, ummahs, people, they used to have long ages, long life. They used to live for hundreds of years and they would perform good deeds. But we have got an average lifespan of 60 or 70 years, maybe less than that. People, they die nowadays. So the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has this distinction that we are given this honor and this ease that we perform little actions, but huge amount of rewards are recorded for us. It is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are given such nights that in that night we worship, but we get reward of worshipping more than 83 years of ibadah, like Laylatul Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. We've got days like Friday, subhanAllah, when the reward is multiplied 70 times. When we get Ramadan al-Kareem, Fard gets multiplied by 70 times, nafil becomes equivalent to fard. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we recite Surah Ikhlas just once, 1/3 of Quran's recitation is recorded for us. Isn't it the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Isn't it the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Isn't it a great blessing of Allah that we are born in the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, we do little action, but huge amount of reward is written for us. So we should appreciate the fadl and karam and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being in the ummah of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and we should recite Quran as much as possible. This is the message of the day, inshallah. We'll come back with another episode. We will, inshallah, talk further on this very beautiful surah of Quran, Surah Ikhlas. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And now at the end, let's listen Surah Ikhlas and its translation. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad.
Proclaim, O dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is Allah. He is one.
Allahu Samad.
Allah is the independent. Perfect, does not require anything.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
He has no offspring, nor is he born from anything.
Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad.
And there is none equal to him.
صدق الله